Good afternoon, everybody. This is Robert Lucero. I'm the Acting Development Hearing Officer, and we're here on October 25th, 2023, picking up where we left off before the break with item number 11 on the agenda, and that is PR 2022-007153, SD 2023-00179. It's ARC Plan Land Use Consultants, LLC, agent for Sawmill Bellama Properties, LLC, requesting a preliminary final plat for all or a portion of Tract A, Tract 238, C1A2A2, located at 1904 Bellama Avenue Northwest and 1904 Mountain Road Northwest between 18th Street and 20th Street. Do we have the applicant and agent team here?
Mr. Lucero, this is Derek Archuleta.
Thank you, Mr. Archuleta. Is there anyone else on behalf of your team or the applicant that will be providing testimony?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, I have John Niski, who is the engineer on the project, who may answer some questions as well. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sir. Let's go ahead and get you both sworn in then. And you'll have to forgive me, I'm used to doing the ZHE, so you might recognize, those of you who have appeared before me might recognize some of that, but would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, my name is Derek Archuleta with ARC and Plan Land Use Consultants, P.O. Box 25911, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87125, serving as agent. Thank you.
John Niski with Sierra West, 5571 Midway Park Place, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Thank you both. And would you please raise your right hand? And do you affirm under penalty of perjury that your testimony today will be true?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. So now, according to my cheat sheet here, it's the presentation of the project.
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek Archuleta. This is a request for a 3-to-3-lot subdivision that's before you. There's interest in redevelopment of the property. Historically and procedurally, this case has gone through a zone map amendment and also some variances through the zoning hearing examiner to get us to the point where we've submitted the preliminary final plat. And I'm not sure if Mr. Niski would like to add anything else. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Niski?
I did see some comments that came across. One involved the zoning. That track A3 got rezoned recently, so all three parcels are now the same zone, and I know that's not been updated in ages yet.
Okay. Very good. Anything further from the applicant team?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek. None so far. Just ready for comments. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so now let's see if there's any members of the public who would like to address this item. Again, for everyone in attendance, this is agenda item 11, and it's a preliminary final plat request, 1904 Bellama, 1904 Mountain. Please raise your hand or otherwise indicate if you'd like to provide public comment on that item. I'm looking through the participants and I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, calling for a public comment on agenda item 11. Last call for public comment on agenda item 11. Okay, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. So I would call on, let's see, I think we start with the Water Authority. Well, are you there, sir?
Yes, this is Andre Hull with the Water Authority. On the plat, we'd like to see the additional note. I put that in my comments. I can read it to you, or do you have it, or should I read you the comment that we look for on the plat prior to approval?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek. We do have the printed comments with the note. Thank you.
Okay. And that's pretty much all I have on comment.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Wolfley?
Mr. Houle, I think since this is a hearing, it would be good for you to state what you're referring to in the record. And then if it needs to be a condition of approval, then you can put it in the chat comments for the DHO to be able to use. But right now, I think it's just important in the hearing that people know what you're talking about.
Okay, it's basically a disclaimer, and it states, and I quote, "Existing public water and/or sanitary sewer infrastructure may not be constructed or sized to adequately serve potential future development. Improvement or upsizing of existing public infrastructure may be required as a condition of future development approval." And I'll add that to the comments.
Thank you, sir.
So
Thank you,
that would
Ms.
actually need to be a condition of approval to add that note. Thanks.
Thank you both.
Thank
Great.
you.
This is Robert Lucero, acting DHO. Code enforcement, do we have any comments from code enforcement?
Yes, this is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. There have been concerns expressed in the sketch plat on November the 30th, 2022. That were primarily focused on ensuring that adequate parking remained for businesses based on where new property lines fall, cutting through existing parking. As per this submittal, there's a note indicating prior businesses and buildings will be removed for redevelopment, which would address those prior concerns. I just am seeking confirmation if that is accurate. Thank you for bringing up that diagram. That shows where the lots between or the property line between proposed tract A2 and tract A3 is that curved line, and that curved line goes right through what would appear to be existing required parking for a business. So just seeking confirmation that none of these proposed property lines will be eliminating any required parking for businesses that will be remaining.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek. If possible, I'd like Mr. Niski to respond. Thank you.
This is John Niski with TROS. I can confirm that the existing building where Mama's Mineral was located will be demolished and replaced with the two projects that are seen there on the display. The building along Mountain, there hasn't been anything decided with that yet, but we're not really affecting that parking lot at this time with the lot changes.
This is Jeff Palmer with the code enforcement. So the building on Mountain, which would be tract A3, that building and the parking for that is going to remain?
It's going to remain for now. The developer will come in and redevelop that parcel in the future, but yet it hasn't, doesn't have any plans for that right now.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. Okay, so we really don't know, and that is currently vacant. It's not an existing business at this time.
John Niski with TROS. I think it is vacant, but I'm not sure.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I was just seeking to confirm that whatever parking is being eliminated is not going to be taken away from required parking for that particular use on that structure that will be remaining. Yeah, I don't know what the use is, so I don't know what the required parking is, so it's kind of hard to know where we stand on that. If there could be some, it would be, it sounds good, but I would like to have some clarification on that if at all possible, as to whether that business will remain open, and if so, if it does have sufficient parking for the existing use. Now, if there is no existing use, then we don't know what the parking needs are going to be. And, you know, granted, that's something that could be developed or worked on in the future.
This is John Niski with TROS. We're not affecting the existing parking lot on that parcel at all. So the parking that is there now is remaining. And the lot line there is being shifted to the north. So we're not eliminating any of that parking lot that existing parking lot. The only parking lot and building structure we're eliminating is what's north of there, which was the old building that housed Mama's Minerals.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. Thank you. I got so focused on the curved line, I forgot to look at the old line, the straight line below that. So yes, that would seem to confirm what I was looking for. I appreciate your patience in letting me work through that. So Code Enforcement has no further comments. And with that, no apparent parking issues, no objection to the proposed plat as shown.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. This is Robert Lucero, DHO. Ms. Wolfley?
Yeah, I just want to go back to that. If you could bring that graphic back up. So I know, Mr. Niski, we get excited about what's to come, but we're responsible when we're doing a plat to make sure we're dealing with what is. And so typically on these plats, as Mr. Palmer stated, we need to know what the parking requirements are of the existing building and if those are being met. So that's piece one. So if you can't confirm that that's vacant, we need confirmation of how that property is being used now so that we can, in the platting process, I know it seems weird, but in the platting process, we do need to confirm that an existing use will still have its required parking if we move the lot line. And I know that you're moving it up, but it would be a good check. And then you can see that your curved line is cutting through about 5 parking spaces, and that can't be. So that would need to be redesigned on the two lots so that this curved line is not cutting through any parking spaces.
This is John Iski with TROS. So we have discussed that curved line with the owner, and that's the parking there is set up to be, will be temporary. He's planning on putting like a road in that location in the future, in the near future. But for the time being, he wanted us to show that line. And I think if we need to still address that, then we could do that at site plan, which Track J hasn't been submitted for site plan yet. And then we can address that then.
Let me think about that. What's tricky is that you're like these parking spaces exist today, correct?
The parking spaces for the building on Mountain exist today, yes.
The parking spaces that the curved line is cutting through, do they exist today and are they in use?
Those ones as laid out or not laid out. You can see on the map there the existing parking.
Okay, if they don't actually exist today, then you're just showing us a future site plan that isn't approved. And so your plat doesn't have to be beholden to what doesn't exist. And so that curved line would kind of cut through this, you know, blank area there. It looks like maybe it's temporary parking. Okay, so that would be okay. We just need to have some kind of confirmation that the building along Mountain, that if it's in use, that we need to know the use and have a calculation for the parking to make sure that they have their required parking on their lot or there's a shared parking agreement in place. If there's no use there, then you can proceed without that, but we have to have that clarified. Because you can't take parking away from an existing use with your plat unless you are doing a shared parking agreement to show how they meet their required parking. Does that make sense?
This is John Iski with TROS. So you know, we're not taking away parking from that facility. It's remaining as it does today. And the lot line is moving to the north, isn't to the north in that gravel parking or gravel area. So I'm not sure.
So in the platting process, we do check that when you're redividing lots, that whatever lot is remaining that has an existing use, that it has its required parking with it. So you haven't verified that. You have said that they have the same they do today, but that could be old parking requirements. So we need to see that they're meeting current parking requirements. Or you can submit a shared parking agreement to show that. Or if it's vacant, you need to provide that verification.
This is John. If you would hear us, I will get that to you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Wolf and Mr. Niski. This is Robert Lucero. So would that be an additional condition of approval then, that that information is provided by a particular date? How does that work?
Let me think about that. Let's keep going and see if this is ready for approval or not, because usually that would stop the approval, but let me think about that a little bit under the circumstances.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I can understand why we would want that, just so that we confirm that we're not perpetuating or worse, creating a non-conformance in parking. Very good. So let's go ahead and hear from Parks and Recreation. Are you there, Ms. Phelan?
I'm here, Mr. Hearing Officer, thank you. This is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. And I don't have particular comments affecting the approval of this plot. I do have a note for future development that there is a proposal for the next iteration of the IDO annual update that will include a requirement that properties adjacent to the proposed future rail trail would have an access on the property line. It doesn't have to be a public access. It would be privately maintained and managed. But any pedestrian amenities would have to flow to that access. So just a future note that that may be required at, for future development.
Thank you. Next up is hydrology. Mr. Chen.
Yiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading drainage plans for both tract A1 and tract A2. Hydrology has no objection to the plating action.
Thank you, sir. Next up is transportation, Mr. Armijo.
First, Armijo Transportation. Let's see. Mountain is a major collector and requires 6-foot sidewalk. Well, the plan shows 5.8 feet sidewalk in this stretch. As this is an existing sidewalk and the width is within a couple of inches, transportation has no issue with this, and we have no objection. Please provide a cross-lot access easement with this plat. This can be a condition of approval. For future development, a traffic circulation layout will be required prior to approval of the site. A TCL for a portion of the site has been approved, and comments for a second portion have been provided. I do see that a TIS is in review. I'm not sure how much of the site, but always be cognizant of, as development comes in, turning in traffic scoping form to determine whether or not a TIS is required for any particular portion of the site. And that is all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. And next up is planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So, I won't focus on our sidewalk comments. Transportation just confirmed, the sidewalk requirements for that site. And I won't go over the parking lot delineation issue or parking spot delineation issue that we had brought up, as there's not currently that issue, that parking that was shown, depicted as being delineated on the site sketch in the application submittal, is for future parking. So we can not focus on those issues. I also note too that we had a pretty strong comment about the zone map amendment requirement for that southern lot for track A3 that according to AGIS is depicted as zoned, I believe it's MX. Let me see here. Let me pull up the zoning. It's showing as MXM in AGIS. Let me go to that map. Let me just share that really quickly here. They did get an approved zone map amendment in August. I'll go to that here. This is the site in the portion of the site in question that, you know, we had noted needed to get a zone map amendment if to match up with the lot line boundaries from the replat. But they did in August of this year get a zone map amendment, rezoning that from MXM to MXH, matching up. Now it's not showing up on either portion of the site correctly, but this is all now MXH. It got rezoned to MXH for the northern portion of the site earlier, and then just this past August, it got zoned to MXH on the southern portion of the site. So we can you can disregard that comment that we had for that. I will note that we'll need project and application numbers added to the plat prior to final sign-off by DFT staff should the plat be approved by the DHO. We'll also note that we need the DXF file approval sent to us from AGIS, the DXF file approval from AGIS sent to us prior to final sign-off of the plat should be approved by the DHO. Per 66L2D7 of the IDO, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. So get that note on the date of approval on the plat prior to sending the plat to me to distribute for signature should the DHO approve the plat. And we're going to have two additional conditions here. Ms. Wolfley noted that we need parking calculations for tract A3 to be provided. That's going to be an additional condition of approval beyond what we have in the memo. And we are going to need, I forgot exactly what the other condition. Ms. Wolfley, I think there's a second condition that we need to have on here beyond the parking calculations. It's leaving me now what that was. I didn't have time to write those conditions down before making my presentation here.
You have in your comments application numbers and the AGIS DXF file.
And
then the date of the DHO approval recorded on the plat. And then I'm writing up a condition for the parking situation. This is Mrs. Wolfley talking. And
I thought I had another one that I thought we needed to add.
Why don't you go ahead and look for that? I just want to, since this looks like it doesn't have a lot of other hangups to approval, I'm going to recommend to the DHO that considering that the applicant has stated that the current use on Mountain is likely going away, that if anything, they're adding more land to this parcel than less land, but that we will have a condition that prior to final sign off the final plat that they confirm the use and the related parking requirements for the existing building so that we can, as Mr. Lucero stated, make sure we're not creating a non-conforming site feature.
I remembered what my additional condition was, sorry. I'm going to request the notice of decision for that zone map amendment. Actually, let's go ahead and get notice of decision for both zone map amendments that were approved for the entirety of the site. As we've described, AGIS is not showing the correct zoning for any of the property right now. So please get notice of decision from the ZHE approvals for the zone map amendments submitted prior to the final sign off the plat. I'm getting that in the conditions here. If Jolene, if you'll add the condition for the parking calculations.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck, Ms. Wolfley.
Give us one second, Mr. Hearing Officer, to get these conditions added to the chat. This is our record of the conditions here. I'm getting mine added right now.
Very good. And any questions or comments from the agents?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek. The AGIS DXF approval was included in the packet. It's the last page, but I can include it in response to the conditions of approval with the other information requested. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Niski, anything further?
I don't have anything further.
Okay. And I see that we have the several conditions of approval here in the meeting chat, including one that there's a requirement that there be a cross lot access easement. I don't know that we explicitly referred to that. So applicant, agent team, please note that. Any other conditions of approval that we're missing?
Mr. Hearing Officer, I just want to note for you, you probably already, I don't want to state the obvious, but you have water authority conditions, transportation conditions, and then planning condition from me and other planning conditions from Mr. Rodenbeck. So if you state all of those in your decision.
Thank you. Do I read them out word by word from the chat? Okay.
Yes, you do.
Happy to do that. I brought some coffee to keep my throat nice and moist. All right. So let's see. I have on my cheat sheet cross-examination, but there was no public comment, so that's not applicable. Any other comments, Ms. Wolfley, before I take action?
Yeah, and just refer to the suggested way to approve a preliminary final plat.
Oh, thank you. Very good. Bear with me 1 second. I'm just trying to get
it's the chat. Sort of the bottom of page one of, well.
Let's see. Here we go. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. I approve item 11 on the agenda, which is PR 2022-007153, SD 2023-00179. With the conditions to be stated.
I'm sorry, because the application.
Oh, thank you. Because the application meets all applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. And then bear with me as I scroll through these. First, the conditional approval requires that the following note be added to the plat. Quote, existing public water and or sanitary sewer infrastructure may not be constructed, sized to adequately serve potential future development. Improvement or upsizing of existing public infrastructure may be required as a condition of future development approval, close quote. Second condition, please add a cross lot access easement. Third, there's a condition on parking. Prior to final sign off on the final plat, confirm use and related parking requirements for the existing building to verify required parking is met on the new lot or through a recorded shared parking agreement. And then there are planning conditions of approval. The project and application numbers must be added to the plat prior to final sign-off by DFT staff. Secondly, the Aegis office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided prior to final sign-off of the plat. Per section 66L2D7 of the IDO, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. Therefore, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the date of the DHO approval must be added to the plat. Notices of decision must be submitted for the two zone map amendment approvals for the site. And with that, agenda item 11, PR 2022-007153 has been approved. Thank you, everybody. All right, that concludes agenda item 11.